Ansel Adams was arguably the greatest landscape photographer the world has ever known. The breathtaking artistry of his images of Yosemite's Half Dome or El Capitan was enhanced by Adams' use of darkroom techniques that revolutionized photography. He passed on his knowledge through workshops at Yosemite from 1955 to 1981. Hullyan Williams Moore attended one of those workshops in 1979. For Christmas, his wife gave him a 4x5-inch view camera and a 10-day workshop with Ansel Adams. Hully Moore's own photographs are published in a new book, Shenandoah, Views of Our National Park. His black-and-white images of waterfalls, skyline-drive vistas, ice-laden trees, and budding flowers are simple and profound. Snow covers the Virginia mountains this weekend, but a few weeks ago, on a crisp, sunny day with blue skies overhead, Hully Moore took us for a walk in the park he's been visiting for 30 years. We began with a hike up Stony Man Mountain.
The trail we're on is the Appalachian Trail. It will turn off of it a little ways up, but if we continued here, we'd end up in Maine.
Really?
This is the trail that goes from Georgia to Maine.
Now, how many times have you made this trek we're making right now, do you think?
Oh, dozens, I guess.
Yeah?
The ones that are most memorable are the ones with the children and the grandchildren.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite season here in the forest?
I really don't. This time of year is wonderful because there are few people and you can see so far. The views are more spectacular. The air is clearer, cleaner. You know, so this is wonderful. Winter is a time which you can also see well, but it's a quieter time. There's often snow and that can be beautiful and peaceful. The spring is great because everything budding and coming out in the summer with the new fawns, and you'll be walking along and one will be curled up in the grass right beside where you're walking. And you'll see others kind of on wobbly legs sort of behind their mothers. It really is wonderful. It's great for children to see that as well.
So why do they call where we're going Stony Man?
Well, if you look from the road, from the Skyline Drive and look up, you'll see that the stone formation looks like the head of a man resting against the mountain, or the mountain is a pillow. And you can see his forehead, indentation for the eyes and the nose, and then the chin. We'll be standing on the forehead.
All right, there's the sign, Stony Man Summit. Listen. Oh, what are those birds?
I think that's a raven.
A raven?
I think those are ravens.
Oh my! Look at that. Oh.
Now, isn't that worth the walk?
That is worth the walk. Look at this. So.
What is
right in front of us?
This is the Valley of Virginia. Wow. This is the Shenandoah Valley. And beyond that, that's all of Massanutten Mountain. That's probably 12 or 13 miles away. The mountains in the far distance are the Alleghenies, and they're 30 miles away. So we're seeing well over 30 miles.
Now we're gonna go right to the edge now, right?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
You can hang on. You gotta.
I'm hanging on. Oh yeah. We're approaching this outcropping of rock.
Those are ravens.
Do you think they have their nest around here?
I don't know how or where they nest.
I mean, we're awfully high. I don't want to get up too far.
Well, here, we can
So
walk.
we are on the old man's forehead.
We're on the old man's forehead. We can walk around. This is wonderful. Look at they're riding the currents. The air lifts off the west face of the mountain. And so you can just look down on the backs of these birds and watch them turn. And you can just do this forever. Aren't they glorious?
They're just gliding.
Look at him dive like that. And they're not raptors, so he's not diving for any reason
other than
the fun of it.
The fun of it.
I was up here with my son, and I remember we could literally hear the wind on the bird's feathers as it glided over us.
Well, it's beautiful, but we want to go see some other things. Should we go back down the mountain?
Sounds good.
All right. Holly, you setting up your tripod and your camera?
I'm going to try to make a picture of what's left, this snag of what I call Big Meadows oak. It's probably 3 feet across at the base, and my guess is 150 years old or so. And I just like to think back as we look around this meadow and think that that oak tree was here when George Freeman Pollock came up and established Skyland in the 1890s, and was here when Roosevelt came in 1936 to dedicate this park. It's seen a lot.
It looks like you're not going to take this picture with a Brownie or an Instamatic or this. You've got a major camera in that backpack.
What I've got is a 4x5 view camera, and it's much like what Matthew Brady used during the Civil War. It's very simple. It has a standard in the front and a standard in the back, and in between it has bellows.
What's the advantage of this camera?
One is the size of the negative. The size of the negative is 4x5 inches, whereas with a 35 millimeter you've maybe got an inch or so. You have more finer detail.
Why do you work in black and white?
I just liked it. I started with it. My wife gave me a camera and a week in Yosemite with Ansel Adams. And after spending a week just seeing him work, listening to him talk, watching him walk around the valley floor of Yosemite, and seeing what he did with light and silver, you just wanted to try to do that.
So as you're setting up today, I mean, we've got the sunlight at an angle, and the tree in a certain position, and you've set up your camera in a certain position. Do you hear his voice going through your head?
Well, I try to think what he said, and that was to pre-visualize, to figure out what do I want it to look like in the print. You don't just make pictures and then see what kind of prints you get. You figure, what tones do I want the sky? How do I want this tree and the many wonderful tones of that tree? And then I'll try to place those on the negative in a way that I can get it back in the print in the darkroom.
I'm going to let you get to the work
you
want to do.
I will get under this dark cloth and look at the picture, and when I do, everything will be upside down and backwards. And now what I'll do is put in a sheet film holder. We open up the back, and we'll have to hope and wait for the wind to die down. All right. And we can take these home and see how we did.
Well, I'll let you pack up your
All right.
gear, because we have another place to go.
Yes, we're going to go to Dark Hollow Falls.
Dark Hollow Falls. What keeps you coming back here?
It is being able to stand here or sit here and listen to this stream, or to be at Big Meadows and see that magnificent tree, or just look across the meadow, or walk down one of the many other trails and just sit there. You can have an exciting time, as the children often do, seeing the deer, stalking the deer, but you can also have a wonderful time, a more peaceful time. And that's what I love to come. I mostly come by myself and walk these trails. I'm just one with nature here.
You sound like John Muir.
I'm a great student of John Muir. And when I think of this park, I remember that he said in his book, Our National Parks, he said, called on us to climb the mountains and get their good tidings. And he said when he did that nature's peace would flow into us as the sunshine flows into the trees. And the winds would blow its own freshness into us, and the storms their energy, while our cares would drop off like autumn leaves. And it really is true here at Shenandoah. And I hope people will come back to Shenandoah to experience that.
Holly Moore, thank you very much for taking us to some of your favorite places in the Shenandoah National Park.
Thank you for coming.
Holly Moore's book of photographs of Shenandoah is called Shenandoah, Views of Our National Park. It's published by the University of Virginia Press. If you'd like to see some of Holly Moore's photographs, go to our website at npr.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.